Well, are there ways to prevent family violence crimes like the ones perpetrated in Brisbane this week? It is complex, but there are some concrete ideas being put forward, including convening a national emergency summit on domestic violence or the establishment of women-only police stations like Brazil has. Dr. Heather Nancarro is the Chief Executive of Australia's National Research Organisation for Women's Safety. On The World Today earlier, she called for drastic action. She's suggesting the universal screening of men in the period after a relationship breaks down, when she says it's well established that women are at highest risk of violence.
This is a pretty radical idea, I admit. I'm seeing it as an additional thing that we need to do. But the focus has been mainly around, you know, wrapping services and supports around women and their children to keep them safe. What we haven't done is really target individual men.
Dr. Heather Nancarro. Well, Professor Jude McCulloch is the director of the Monash Gender and Family Violence Prevention Centre. Our reporter Barbara Miller asked her about the screening idea.
Well, clearly separation is a dangerous time, but that would be quite a drastic measure and a very resource-intense measure, and one that I think would have implications for the type of society that we live in, with that level of surveillance. I think there's a temptation always to look to innovate, and while that can be important, when you look at cases, particularly ones where the victim, the deceased woman or women and children in this case, have already been in contact with the authorities like police, it's important to look at what's already in place and to ask if that was implemented, because sometimes there's a simple failure and a tragic failure to follow the really good policy and protocols that are already in place. And I'm not saying that that's the case here, but it's important that we don't just go on proliferating policies and imagining that that actually solves the problem.
I guess I still struggle a bit to understand what in concrete terms could stop an approach by someone in that mind frame and that act of violence. Are you talking about...
So, for example, an intervention order breach is reported and there's no follow-up, where if there had have been a follow-up, then a breach of an intervention order is a criminal offence, and if the risk to the victim is serious enough, then the person can be refused bail. I absolutely understand that if you've got someone very determined, sometimes there may not be anything anybody could have done. But when the eventual homicide victim has reported to the police multiple times, the police haven't turned up, they haven't prosecuted the breach of the intervention order, that is a missed opportunity to prevent that homicide.
What's been your reactions to the comments of a Queensland detective now stood down on the case, seeming to suggest that perhaps the man could have been provoked or driven?
My response to that is a mixture of despair and anger. It's just mind-boggling that a man who has set his children and his wife on fire, the attention is on the woman and how she might have provoked him to do that. And the really sad thing is that the police are a highly respected organisation, typically. They have a lot of power to influence, and they should be leaders in talking about family violence in ways that sends the message that it's not acceptable, that it's a tragic and huge crime and problem in our society, and that men have to change, and that it's not about women's behaviour.
Professor Jude McCulloch from the Monash Gender and Family Violence Prevention Centre, speaking with our reporter Barbara Miller. And if you or anyone you know is in an abusive situation, here is a number to call. Write it down. It's 1-800-RESPECT. So that's 1-800-737-732. If it's an emergency, always call 000.